KW8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KW.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Good morning, Bay City, KDO. Anybody around for a signal check? Good morning, I missed that. Try it again. Pretty broken up. Sorry, old man, I can't copy. Okay, very good. Ending in U, that's all I got. 73.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo 8, problem with mic testing. Kilo 8, problem of mic. Mobile and power. Do you copy?
I do, yes. It's a beautiful day. I wish I was up there already.
As an FYI, the black flies are biting, so make sure the boys have sweatpants that they can wear. They're biting like crazy.
I think when the fire starts and the smoke comes around, I'll probably push them back.
I copy that. Copy that.
Have you made any other contacts?
No, this repeater has been quiet. I've had the radio on for a good hour, and there's no one on.
Have you done POTA?
No, I didn't bring my HF rig. I just dropped a 2-meter rig.
Sounds good, sounds good. Well, I'm going to go pitch up and get everything ready, and we'll see you at 6 o'clock.
Hey, copy that. Just take your time. Think what you're doing, and I'll see you when you get up.
Sounds good. KFA, CFO, out.
KFA, CFO, this is Kilo 8, Lima Mike. I'm clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Zero BTL mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Zero BTL, 2SY.
K-C-8-I-Y-E, K-C-8-I-Y-E, this is K-E-8-U-R-V. K-C-8-I-Y-E, K-C-8-I-Y-E, this is K-E-8-U-R-V. You around the radio, Bob? I heard K-E-8-U-R-V.
KF8, AKV,
trying a second time for a radio check. I don't think I've got a program quite right yet.
That last transmission was unreadable, but that station calling for a radio check, you're coming in just fine. Over, this is KF8EDQ.
KF8EDQ from KF8AKP. No, I don't have it set quite right yet. Believe it or not, I'm in VFO mode with the offset and it's CTCS, you know, appropriate. I tried to shove all that data into a memory location, and that's not working. That's ridiculous that it works in VFO mode, but not memory mode.
Yep, copy that. I have your call sign as KF8EDV, I have written down. Yeah, you have my call sign down correctly. It's KF. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. You're coming in clear. Once you get that channel saved, you should be all set there. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, I normally would use Chirp with the laptop, but my laptop puked. So I'm trying to use the stupid little buttons that come on the microphone, and I'd like to say I'm halfway there. I just got to cram it into a memory location now. KF8 Alpha Kilo Victor will be 73, but monitoring.
Yep, copy that. KF8AKV, got it.
This is KF8DMZ. Mike, I think I heard you out there. This is Aaron. Just wanted to say, hey, hope you're having a good one.
Yep, copy that, Aaron. I'm in the middle of a meeting, but I heard you call me out there. Yeah, I'll be monitoring a little bit later. Thanks for calling me out. I'll call you out later. This is KF8EDQ closing.
Hey, sounds good. This is KF8DMZ, clear.
All right, Aaron, are you still listening? I'm out of that meeting now. I think I have your call sign down as Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Oscar Zulu. Do I have that correctly? This is KF8EDQ.
It's going to be Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Zulu.
Nice. I love that call sign. That's a cool call sign. All right, I'll write it next to your name. I'll write it next to your GMRS call sign too, so I have that down. Cool. Thanks for calling me out. It's been an interesting day so far. I've been busy with work off and on. I actually adopted a dog today. I don't know if I told you that I've been fostering a dog this week, but I added to my pack about an hour ago, so I now have three dogs. How's your day going so far?
Hey, that is great. I'm glad it worked out. Yeah, you said you were thinking about it, so congrats on getting the new dog. Sounds like a good fit. Going good. Weird weather. It was pouring this morning, so I wasn't planning on doing much, but the sun's out. My wife's almost off work. We're going to hit a farmer's market or something and just have a good day.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds fantastic. I went to Pet Supplies Plus to get Cassidy a new name tag and a new collar. And then I paid for the collar. I got her one of those big Gotcha Day cookies. And I paid for the name tag, And then I walked out of the store. I didn't think to turn around and then have that name tag engraved. So now I have to go back to the store again. But that's all right. I have to go out and grab something for dinner later anyway.
Hey, that's funny. That sounds like exactly something that I would do. Sounds like that dog's going to be living the good life. Very cool.
Yeah, copy that. She's been living it up. She has moved in very quickly. She's gotten used to the bed. It seems like that might be her favorite. She spent the first couple of days sleeping on a dog bed behind me in the office, but I think she's picked a spot on the bed there. She got the most comfortable there. But yeah, we're going camping this weekend too, so it'll be her first, maybe her first boat ride ever. We'll see how she does in the boat, but she does great in the truck, so I've got, she'll probably get along with the other dogs on the boat too, I imagine.
Hey, very cool. Yeah, we just went the other day and got the heartworm medicine for our critters, so we can start getting them out on hikes and stuff ahead of these mosquitoes. I can't wait to get them out there, get them moving again.
Yeah, copy that. What do you have your dogs on? I think it was another station was asking me what I had my dogs on. I use Simparica Trio. Is there a certain flea and tick medication that you go with?
You know, I'm looking for the box. My wife's like in charge of all that. She like passionately researches all day and does all that. And when she gets home, I will shout it out to you either here or on the other station or on the other channel and let you know, because I don't know exactly which ones they are.
Yeah, copy that. None of my dogs have heartworm, so I don't have to treat them for that, but the flea and the tick and I guess the heartworm preventative, and I use Simparica Trio because the vet told me it's like an all-in-one pill. Like sometimes it has dewormer in it, so if they ever get some sort of parasite or whatever, they'll clear it with just their monthly treatment there. So, and I take them out where there are ticks. So I get them vaccinated for Lyme, and, that Simparica Trio seems to do a really good job. I've been taking my dogs camping for years. I haven't found a tick on them yet.
Very cool. Yeah, we've had a couple on us, but luckily none on the dogs yet, too, but it's not something I want to run into, so hopefully this will help.
I've got another 15, 20 minutes of work to do today, so I'm going to finish up with work, and then I'll be taking these dogs for a walk again. So I'm taking them for a couple, we've been doing multiple walks a day, so it just helps Cassidy get in with the groove, you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day. I'll grab something for dinner later, get her name tag engraved, and probably relax in the backyard and listen to the radio. But this is KF8 EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Hey, sounds like a blast. I hope you have a good one. This is KF8 CMZ. I'm also clear.
KF8 AKB, diving into your guys' conversation. Us KF8s seem to be the cool kids. There's three right in a row.
Hey, this is KF8 CMZ. How's it going this afternoon?
Not too bad. Whether it's true or not, I'm leaning on the fact that it rained this morning, so I don't have to go outdoors and do any yard work. I can do some ham work instead.
Exactly. Sounds like a good rule there. I should follow that rule also. Unfortunately, we have like this horrible black.
I'm making some adaptations to my antenna, so
I'll probably run the mower over everything.
I'm just going to take the meat day and work on that.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I think I might have doubled over you. My apologies.
I just say that I've been slow motion making some adaptations to my antenna, so I'll get a little bit more of that done today.
Hey, very cool. Well, that sounds like something to do if it gets nice out. Yeah, I'm going to have to get out in the yard a little bit. We have this terrible black walnut tree, and I'm super allergic to black walnut pollen. It's dumping stuff everywhere, so I got to go try to get all that up, unfortunately.
Well, it isn't like you're going to not be allergic to it. It might be time to say goodbye to that tree.
Funny, that is definitely on the agenda for this year. We've been moving that direction for a couple of years. I think we're going to finally call it this year.
Consider selling it. I believe they'll come out and cut it down for you, clean up the mess, and drive away. You might even make a couple bucks on it.
No, it's funny you say that. My father-in-law said the exact same thing. I had no idea people are looking for that kind of wood, so I've got to ask around. Hopefully I can find someone that will do that. That would be great.
Yeah, black walnut's cherished by carpenters. Not for building homes, mind you, but dressers and whatnot.
Yeah, it sounds like that would be a win-win. Hey, I've got, speaking of my wife, she's heading in the driveway right now. We're about to go head out to a farmer's market out in Fenton, so I'm going to let you go for now, but hopefully I'll catch you on the bands here. This is KFA CMZ. I'll be clear on your final.
This is KFA AKV. Before you leave, you say you're in Fenton. I'm in Muir. Just east of Ionia.
Hey, yeah, actually, I'm over in Grand Blanc. I'm coming in on the Flint repeater. We're just going out to, there's a farmer's market out there, and it's just a little down the freeway, so we're going to try to take advantage of this nice sun.
Oh, you don't pronounce it Grand Blanc?
So funny. Sometimes I do when we're feeling fancy and I put my little pinky up and everything just to make it funny.
Thank you for the laugh very much. This is KF8AKVOB73.
Anytime, KF8DMZ, clear.
KF8, EFO, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KF8, BFO.
KF8, BFO. This is Kilo 8, Papa, Lima Mike. How copy?
Hey, KF8, BFO. Yes, we are chugging along here.
Okay, copy that. I will order G's for us, I guess, and we'll go from there when you get up here. Over.
That sounds perfect. Just get us a Southwest salad, get cheese pizza, and I'll pay you back. We appreciate it.
Copy that. What is your ETA?
We are on 75 trucking north, about to hit the 23 Standish exit in 1.5 miles. We have 48 miles to go, 57 minutes estimated without issues. I'm telling you what, the smoke is pretty bad out here.
KF8, DFO, this is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, just identifying. Copy that. No, here at Tama State Park, there is, I guess, a good breeze keeping the smoke away. So, amen for the breeze.
Well, that is good to hear. We're excited to get there. Maybe hit the beach, do a little kayaking, ride some bikes. So hopefully it's smooth sailing for us. I'll be on this channel the duration of the trip.
You'll be on this frequency, the Guilford repeater. Copy that.
Have you heard anything about Ben yet?
Two baby girls delivered. Both are doing great. Both have, we've seen pictures. They both have good color for being preemies, and everybody's doing well.
Fantastic to hear.
I mean, when you get here, I'm wondering if you even have time to go to the beach. It might get kind of cold. You might just want to eat, set up, ride bikes, eat first, and then we'll do a fire. How's that sound?
Sounds good. I promise, Dominic, we at least walk to the beach, maybe put our feet in, or just play in the sand. No big deal.
Okay, copy that. I tell you what, I will free up the repeater. I will give you a call in the, 15, 20 minutes, see where you're at, how things are going, and we'll go from there. TF8, BFO, this is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I am standing by.
KF8 BFO, yep, I will be monitoring this channel.
KF8BFO, this is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, I'll copy.
KF8BFO, yes, we are on 23 North, we just passed Oz Gray, we got about 30 minutes to go.
Copy that, our other party up here, this camp with us wants to know if you want to go to G's with them. They're going to go. They're not going to take out. Or do you guys feel it's easier for us just to take out and have it here when you get here?
Unfortunately, it probably would be easier for us just to have it there at the campsite because I don't think the kids want to get back in the car and go somewhere once we're there.
Okay, copy that. We'll go with that.
Yeah, please feel free to tell people not to wait for us, or, if you guys need to eat, go ahead and eat. No big deal.
All right, copy that. You said your ETA was 30 minutes. That's fine.
Correct. We're going to get to the campsite at 5 o'clock at 5:55 p.m., but obviously it takes about 10 minutes to, back in and all that jazz.
After that, alrighty, KF8 BFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. I'll be clear. Give me a holler when you get closer.
KF8 BFO, sounds good. I am continuing to monitor this frequency.
All set. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I'm clear.
KF8, CFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, do you copy? Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, can you copy?
Chaff 8, BFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, how do you copy?
We are at the campsite.
Copy that. You're at the physical site or at the park entrance?
We are at the park entrance.
Copy that. Alrighty, I'll wait for you guys to get here and give you a hand. Camp 8, BFO, Kilo 8, Polyma Mike, clear.
You're coming in real scratchy. I think we should talk on stealth.
Yeah, it's just we're probably... Yeah, to be expected. Anyway, no problem. Talk to you. See you soon. KF8, DFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, clear.
NAWCB, this is Kate Wayne.
W-H.
It went pretty good today. I finally was able to oil or grease up that sliding door. I got this in there. There's no seals anymore on it. We split up the frame. So moving to it. Trying to make some contacts today, coming out of the radio again. And it's still working on it. Too bad outside. It was a little muggy. Seems like it's a little muggy still, but wasn't too bad. So.
WHC.
Yeah, that's it. It was a little muggy today out there. Not too bad to work. There wasn't a lot of other heavy things to do out there. Needed commodity there, and that'll be good. Hey, I'll have to send you some audio here. I heard earlier
invited you and see what you think of it. I'm interested in your feedback.
WHC.
Yeah, that'd be fine, sure. Definitely. Interested there and hearing interesting things or reading interesting things. We'll look forward. We'll look for that.
Yes. It's pretty. I got a chuckle out of it. So I think you will too.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure I will. Definitely. It's good to have a good laugh. Good joke or a good laugh that comes across. Kind of makes your day there, I guess.
Oh, it does. It does. It lightens the mood a little bit and the room a little bit. So.
WHCMN repeater.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. You need those moments there to lighten up the day, like you say, whether a joke or flip up or just something to chuckle at. Kind of makes the day there. Maybe if you're in a bad mood or even if you're in a good mood, kind of helps out there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So, you gonna be on the net tonight?
Yep, that's the plan. The plan is to participate. Definitely be checking in, looking forward to it tonight. Trying to check into the Oakland County as well afterwards. But, looking forward to it tonight.
W-H.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm excited. I get excited about this. About the Nets, and it's been a good thing. It's been pretty nice. I've been reporting the hours for volunteer hours for Oxcom. And, it's kind of neat to see our numbers go up and volunteer numbers go up. So it's a good thing, definitely for sure.
WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, it is, and it reflects good on us. We're busy and we're keeping busy, so it'd be a good thing for sure. What do you think of the net last night? Interesting, but know, things happen, and, you know, it's all in life, it's just like a little something. But, you know, people make mistakes, things happen, and, you know, say, you know, it was my bad, you know, didn't mean to do this, or didn't mean this, and, you know, I'm sorry for it, and that's, you know, it is what it is, people, and it happens.
Towards the same goal, so
it's pretty cool. I'm excited.
All walks of life get into ham radio, and they're all different avenues and purposes that they can. Not able to step up to the hand or assist. There's always, those that are willing to, to lend aid or maybe some valuable advice, experience in that. That's a great thing.
Yep, lots to learn about the hobby, and everybody's got something to contribute towards it. And, so the more you know, the better off you'll be, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. It was good getting back on today. It's really busy. Last week is like every day is trying to catch up, and I'm glad how it worked out and getting the frogs along and all that other things done. Because I was surprised to get that paper there to prove, and that takes a lot of time. Just pull through the paper and read it, put my finger with the conservative format. So it's tempting to get on the radio. Good to be on a little bit today, hoping that great.
Okay, Wayne, you. Yeah, for sure. Definitely good opportunity there, so.
Yeah, I even worked out off the DMR there today. Again, no contacts. I tried a couple of places there on the Oakland County side, especially. It's one of those days, and work it, and might get a couple of contacts or whatever. Go that way. So, like I say, it's enjoyable.
Oh, it is, and there's days where, the bands are, they're busy, and people are talking, and there's just days where it is just, dead silence, there's nothing.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you on that one. Like I say, just kind of scan through, sometimes, I just can't commit to, jumping in, but maybe you just want to listen for a few minutes. You go through it, nothing on meters, 70 centimeters, and other times, if a couple of things going, I heard some folks on this repeater the other day, and it's like, wow, hey, that's pretty deep, and kind of listen along there with it, and again, that's part of the fun for participating, is if you're able to do that comfortable, people to jump in,
yeah, for sure, definitely. So, well, Dad, I'm home. I'm gonna head in here and unwind before the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys are stuck with me. But looking forward to the net. Looking forward to the good time on the radio, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening. And like I said, I appreciate you coming along north with me to chat.
Yes, indeed, I guess you could say net control is better than having one. You don't have the calls coming at you. You've got the call signs coming at you, but not the calls, and that's a lot better scenario to be in. But anyway, we'll let you get ready, and head on in and tell everyone hello. It's dinner as well here. Anyway, thanks for the ride along, and tell everyone 73.
Yeah, sounds good. You guys enjoy it and hear you. I will be at here shortly. Tell Mom we said hi. 73's and 88's you, Mom. KYNU, Claire. This is K8YNU, the Macomb County ERPSC net. We'll start in 15 minutes.
K8YNU, NECZ.
Well, good afternoon. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and how are you, David?
I am tired. Worked a good 12-hour shift today, and it was very busy. How are you?
Waiting for that tail to drop. Took a long time with that ID in there, too. Feeling good. Feeling good. Had a really good day. I'm still kind of high from last night. So many things fell into place. At Lance Cruz's meeting last night and the fox hunt and everything. Gosh, that was just so much fun. And being in the vehicle that won also made it outstanding. But yeah, I was playing radio all day today, reading up on my new radio and taking the old one out of the go box and starting to get the new one fitted into it, and I got your programming cord for the, I ordered a programming cable and got canceled and got delayed and got delayed. Finally got the programming cable today, and so I will be able to program that that radio that we had donated. So that will be on my list starting tomorrow morning, and see what we can do with that radio. Over.
Hey, that sounds great. That sounds great. I'm excited. It sounds like you had fun last night, and looking forward to doing that here with our group. And it's gonna be fun. I'm excited about it, and looking forward to getting everything all programmed and everything falling into place there.
Should be good. Okay, I'm gonna let you get yourself prepared for the net, and I will stand by for the net. This is November 8th, Victor, Delta Zulu.
Sounds good, sounds good. This is KYNU, standing by.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
this frequency in use? KD8JSR, KD8JSR requesting a radio check. Can anybody hear this mobile? KD8JSR. I guess I'm not being heard. KD8JSR clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Was that a W8 KPL? Go ahead.
W8 KPL, if I'm not mistaken. This is Kilo Zero Bravo Tango Lima. Greg here in the mobile. How's it going?
W8 KPL, it's going fine. I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of your call sign. I don't have a notebook by me, and my memory is not what it used to be. Come back.
Roger, roger. This is Kilo Zero Bravo Tango Lima, K0BTL.
Forgive me, I'm kind of new at this. I got as far as Kilo Zero Zulu Lima?
Roger, roger. Yeah, no worries. Every expert was a beginner at some point. This is Greg here. Call sign is K0BTL, Kilo Zero Bravo Tango Lima.
Bravo Tango Lima, I think I got it now, thanks. What can I do for you?
Oh, not much, just showing my neighbor here how amateur radio works. We're heading up to the parts store here, gonna grab some goodies and head back to the house.
Roger that. I'm actually just sitting out in the workshop tonight. We have a proverbial beer and the boys, my two dogs and myself, come out to the workshop and we putz around with electronics and woodworking and what other whatnot projects seem to not be done at the time.
Roger, roger. Copy all. Is that a garage workshop at home or a garage workshop at work there?
Yeah, that's actually a, well, garage workshop. It's a pole barn. It's actually the back half of a pole barn. And it's at home, and it's got 30 years worth of undone projects left in it. So I've got plenty of time to, plenty of projects, I should say, to occupy my time before I go to bed at night.
Roger, roger. Copy all. Yeah, that's always good. It helps keep you busy. It helps keep you young, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not sure about the keeping you young part. I'm feeling older and older every day I get. I don't act my age, so I guess that counts, right?
That's 100% true. You're only as old as you feel.
Well, I guess any given day I feel like I'm 110, and my wife says I act 18, so take your choice, I suppose.
Well, I suppose if the YL says you're 18, you're probably doing better than most guys, I'd think, so hi.
Roger that. Hey, just out of curiosity, how'd you pick my call sign out?
Didn't quite pick it out. This is actually the Fenton repeater that I'm on right here, to my knowledge. At least that's what the repeater book says.
You did call Whiskey 8, Kilo Papa Lima, is that correct?
Negative. I just said my call sign and responded back once I heard your call sign, though.
Okay, roger that. My bad. I thought I heard my call sign and decided somebody knows I'm out there, so go ahead.
Roger, that's usually what you do when you say your call sign or somebody says theirs. You just kind of repeat it back for clarification, acknowledgement, all that good jazz. Just to confirm also, or if you wanted to log in QRZ, all that good stuff. But I actually got to clear out for a second here. We're at the QSO, so I'm going to put the bells and whistles on it and say 73s for a few minutes. We've got to go buy some parts.
So, very good. Thanks for the contact. I appreciate you getting me on the radio. I'm kind of new at this and really got to break through that barrier that I've got. So, 73s, W8KPL, out.
W8KPL, this is K0BTL, 73s, back at you. Clearing out. I'll be back on in a few minutes. Thank you for the contact. Have a good night. K0BTL Mobile. K0BTL 205.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.